are enjoying your weekend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And we try to saturate this program within the Word of God, and we try to have a main theme throughout each and every program. And today, well, we're talking about trust. As Christians, it should be part of our spiritual DNA in trusting in the Lord. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, trusting in the Lord. So I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come. Let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise. Let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King. Let the worshipers.
Right, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Welcome to the first Sunday in June. So good to be spending some time with you. And today we're talking about trusting in the Lord. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." You know, the day before his 52nd birthday, Abraham Lincoln left Springfield, Illinois to become President of the United States. With the threat of the Civil War looming, he said goodbye to the friends and neighbors who had come to see him off. He says, "I now leave not knowing when or whether ever I may return, with the task before me greater than which rested upon Washington. Without the assistance of the divine being, whoever attended him, I cannot succeed. With that assistance, I cannot fail. Trusting in him who can go with me and remain with you and be everywhere for good, let us confidently hope that all will yet be well. You know, friend, Lincoln's reliance on God for guidance and strength reflects the instruction of Solomon. It says in Proverbs, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths." So friend, trust in the Lord today, because living without trust in God is like driving in the fog.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about trusting in the Lord today. You know, somebody once said, the education of our faith is incomplete until we learn that God's providence works through loss, that there's a ministry to us through the failure and fading of things. In 1 Kings 17, we read about the dwindling brook where Elijah sat, which is also a picture of our lives, because it says, sometime later, the brook dried up. You know, friend, that's the history of our yesterdays and a prophecy of our tomorrows. Learn the difference between trusting in the gift and trusting in the giver. The world is engulfed in a financial crisis. And I'll tell you what, there are many that are wondering how they are going to pay their bills, wondering how they're just going to make it. Even though we're living in this economy, if you are a saint, if you are a child of God, then you're in His economy. And in His economy, the resources are not limited. So let's keep our focus on the giver rather than the gifts. Trust in Him today, friend.
In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. In the cross, in
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this first Sunday in June. My, oh my, summertime is here. I pray that you're staying nice and cool and being relaxed this weekend. My family and I, we went to Chicago on Friday, got back late last night. So we like to say it was nice and restful, but if you've ever driven in Chicago traffic, you know it's anything but restful. So, but we did have some good time with the family, and I pray that it's the same for you this weekend. And Richard Warmbrand, a Romanian Jewish believer and just an amazing man of God, spent 14 years in a prison where he was tortured brutally for his faith in Jesus Christ. Then he lived to tell about it in his book, The Oracles of God. And he writes about acquiring inner peace and tells a powerful story. He says, during a tempest at sea, when a ship was being tossed to and fro by angry waves, the wife of a naval officer asked her husband, "How can you be so calm in such a storm?" The officer drew his sword, pointed it at his wife's chest, and said, "Why are you so calm and unafraid?" And she said, "Why should I be afraid? The sword is in the hand of my husband, who loves me too much to harm me." Her husband smiled and said, "That's the source of my calm too. The wind and the waves are in the hands of my loving Father. Why should I be afraid?" Are you in a tempest with waves roaring around you, friend? Or is there a sword pointed directly in your face? Why should you be afraid? Your Father is right there with you. He loves you and is so happy when you simply trust Him and refuse to be overwhelmed with fear. No matter what's happening right now in your life, right now, friend, or what may soon happen, you may not understand it, but you can stand on His character and His promises and the eternal relationship that He has with you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me. When the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away.
Mercies Well here on this Sunday, and blessed be your name. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll, and coming up in November, you are invited to a special 10-day trip to Israel, November 6th through the 15th, for a special trip to Israel. Actually, the theme is You Have Heard It Said, But I Tell You. Join us for a unique trip that will focus on the four Gospels, and the trip will intentionally be paced to allow time for learning, reflection, and revelation. So if you want to get more information on the special Great News Radio Israel trip, 10 days only, November 6th through the 15th, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Israel trip, or you can give us a call tomorrow during regular business hours, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. You don't want to miss it. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention and just the opportunity just to spend some time with you today. You can catch up with me anytime. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.